coming in for WWE SmackDown.
No, never again.
All right, erase that.
You don't even watch wrestling.
I do not at all. But our old neighbor used to all the time. Mm-hmm. Isn't it on Sundays? WWE SmackDown? Sunday?
Who knows?
Sunday.
No, I thought you'd be like, lights out and away we go.
Oh. Well, it's not even fun. F1 is not even fun anymore because, well.
Verstappen, baby.
Spoiler alert. Verstappen won the world champ. Like, so I just, it's not fun to watch anymore. Like, it's not.
You're watching for who comes in second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the underdogs here, to be completely honest.
I think this was the last race that Ricardo is out for the season, so he'll be back next week, I think.
Thank goodness.
Or next race.
Got to get that badger back.
That's right.
Exactly. If you have no idea what we're talking about, go ahead and research Formula One.
Just start out with Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Yes. That's what got us hooked. And then I was just all in at that point.
The best thing they could have done for that sport, honestly, was to do that. Because like it brought so many new fans in.
For sure. And they're going to be in Vegas.
Yep.
And the whole like Vegas strip and stuff like that.
It's going to be awesome.
It is like they obviously started it and it looks not like you can't get to anything. Like it's going to be dope, but it's also like inconveniencing like the people that like work there and live there. Who cares? But it's going to be really good income into Vegas. After they shut down for a little bit, had some flooding, a cyber attack, all that kind of stuff. So, hey, if it brings additional source of income to that city, then wash the city.
Oops. Yeah.
Literally cleanse that city, please.
City of sin, baby.
So what's new with you? How's your finger?
Good. I mean, yeah? It's still swollen.
Yeah.
Still kind of jacked up. Krista says it looks deformed.
It does.
But I went riding again today, so it's been a week.
Yeah.
Can't really complain.
Okay.
You know, survived. So, yeah, it's just having to get the swelling down, and it's not stopping me from doing anything.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to rest, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I rest at nights. Honestly.
At nights. We are built from the same cloth there, sir.
Yeah.
We just go, push our limits and just...
The old saying, I'll rest when I die.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get better at resting and really like listening to my body and all that fun stuff. So, yeah.
Problem is my body keep wants to say go.
I know. So. That's the issue. Like I should have taken off today, but I was like, well, I can practice more choreo for my classes.
And then my mind. So not only like, yeah, maybe my body's burnt out and we're sitting on the couch or whatever, relaxing, quote unquote, but my mind doesn't stop.
No.
So like to shut that thing down, oh my gosh, it's like trying to bring a freight train to a stop.
What have we been doing at nights that really relaxes your brain?
Ooh, the magnesium supplement.
If y'all do not take a magnesium supplement of some sort, some people have like the droppers for magnesium. We have just the first form powder version that we mix in water. It literally calms you down so much and it's so good for your fight or flight and like your nervous system and everything. Mm-hmm. Plus it helps with recovery too.
Yeah, and like, you know, I didn't want to do like one of those like sleeping aid type things and become reliant on it.
Yep.
Right. Sorry. Chris is like, let's do a podcast. And I'm like, I've been dealing with this frog in my throat all of a sudden. So anyway.
Yep.
But like those sleep aid things, I never wanted to
become hilarious.
Reliant on it, you know? So.
I know.
Because that's very easy to do too.
Yeah. It really is. But there's safer things out there like this. Or
smoke a joint.
Well, like CBD, I do not like to get high of any sort. That's not in character for me. But like CBD, just to kind of like calm you down just a little bit and not make you stupid.
Right.
Like there's a fine line that I will cross and not become addicted to it.
Like you take CBD during work time. CBD and it like knocks me out. So like, just yeah, different bodies, different way it reacts, right?
It literally like helps me like focus, and I just take it and I get more work done. Josh is like guzzling his seltzer. I don't know if the seltzer is going to help you.
Yeah, it might be a bad idea.
I think it was a terrible idea.
We're good.
Oh my gosh, y'all. This is what I live with.
We're back.
We're back. But
I'm Batman.
I just really like how we started this podcast of things that we love, though, like F1 and like just talking about life, because it really goes into what we kind of want to talk about is just be unapologetically you and yourself, because at the end of the day, you live with yourself.
Now, if you're an a-hole, that doesn't give you a get out of jail free card.
Go back on our couple podcasts about how to, you know,
complete jerk. Like, and we're not saying that.
Some self-development you may need to do, but
self-awareness.
Yes, some self-awareness, but just being unapologetically yourself, and how important it is, especially in today's society as well, to really, we'll get into it, but I believe once you hit that wall of like, you go through like adolescent and stuff like that, and you want to fit in, like, I know so many times I was like, I really want to like get these like clothes, and I'm going to get a skip it because Becky got a skip it. If you don't know what a skip it is, we are not in the same age bracket. I apologize. But like, I'm going to shop at Hollister because they shop at Hollister. I'm going to do like.
Are you just describing Mean Girls, the movie?
I was describing my life, but yeah, pretty much. Or like for me, I was a crappy person in high school and I was a mean girl. And like I tried to like fit in with like everyone, but like no one wanted to like mess with me at the same time because they're like, oh, Chris is a mean girl, like type of thing. And I've definitely changed, self-reflect and all that fun stuff. But I was just trying to fit in and I really wasn't myself. And I don't feel like I came into myself and who I truly am until probably like my 20s, like to be honest with you. And that's when I started to really not give a crap at all. And I have been unapologetically myself, because like I said, you have to live with yourself and only yourself. The opinions of others do not matter.
No,
your opinion of yourself matters,
right? And like you just kind of described, you know, your up or your childhood and everything, and being a teenager, and like I think of myself and I want to proudly say like I think I've always was myself.
Yeah.
You know, I never really fit in, and that was okay. You know, I was in the jazz band with a saxophone, and then one year I did guitar, like, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I hung out with you, but I didn't play sports on, like, the school teams, and I didn't hang out with the popular people. Like, I was, like, the BMX guy that played guitar in, like, a band, and, like,
was into... Yeah, you were in a screamo band.
And, like, was into lowered trucks. Like, no one was into any of that kind of stuff.
No, not at all.
Like, and I had a hard time making friends with your friends because they didn't get me. Like, I wasn't, you know, part of that mold that they all hung around, like the popular people, right? Yep. And so even when I got into, like, my 20s and now, like, if I'm into something and no one else is, I really don't care. Like, I think it's interesting and cool. And, like, you know, when I meet new people... And you've often said this about me and people who know me, I'm the same person.
Correct.
You know, whether I'm with Krista, whether I'm with friends, whether I'm with at work, like I make the same jokes. I'm the same person. I don't try to wear different hats or different masks around different people. Mm-hmm. And it's just because I'm confident and I don't give a crap whether you like me or not. Like I've never chased that satisfaction of... No.
You have not. I can vouch for that. And if someone said like, oh, Josh said this or said that, I'll be like, are you sure? Like, I know his character. Right. Are you sure he said that? Because I'm the Josh that I know. I don't think he would say that at all.
I tend to be, you know.
You're blunt.
Yeah, very blunt.
Very blunt.
You know, I make some off-colored like jokes sometimes that people are very like.
Very sarcastic. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, Josh, you can't say that right now. Read the room. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, no, read the room. I do not want to get into a fight or anything. No, please.
But like, I don't know. I love my country. I love my God. I love my wife, you know, and.
I love Lamp. Are you just naming things that you love around the room that you see?
But, you know, it's just, you know, when you don't chase satisfaction from other people, you can be unapologetically yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to find as I get older, more mature and meeting new people and, you know, especially we're in a new area, right? So like meeting new people is a constant thing, especially with my job and things like that.
Yep.
You know, there are going to be people that you're oil and water and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You don't mix. Okay. But then there's also people that are going to accept you for who you are.
Correct.
And, you know, when you meet me, you're going to meet all of me and I don't really try to hide anything.
Yep.
You know, and so especially with our, you know, we were talking about this earlier, like with our new walk with faith and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to hide behind that veil anymore.
Yeah.
You know, or trying to keep that like I'm a closet Christian.
Yeah.
Like, no, when you meet me now, you know, I talk about God and like talk about going to church and what we're plugged into and things like that. And, you know, for people who aren't that faith-based or go to church, you know, that's something that they may feel uncomfortable about, but it's not what I shouldn't feel uncomfortable because you feel uncomfortable. I'm talking about it.
Correct.
You know, that's on you, unfortunately. Like that's in today's society, that's not really accepted, right?
Yeah.
Because only one party can, whatever. Don't get me started on that. But
I think that what you were just talking about is very true in anything. Mm-hmm. Like you have your opinions and your thoughts and like in today's society, someone wants to win that conversation. And that's where the issue lies. If we like put away that like winning mentality in a conversation and just accept people for who they truly are, I think a lot of this, like these issues would kind of like not go away, but like lessen, because I don't want to diminish who you are ever. Right. And I think that's why people feel like they can open up to me is because I'm like, you can totally be yourself around me. 100%. I will never judge you. I will never, like, if you don't judge me, I'm not going to judge you. So.
And guess what? It's okay to disagree or have different values than somebody or different opinions when it comes
to things.
Josh
and I disagree.
Yeah. You know.
A lot.
But in today's world.
Yeah.
If two parties disagree on something. You know, it's either one party's offended and then it becomes a battle to try, like you said.
Someone has to win.
And it's like, no, why can't we just accept that we're all humans? Yep. We all have different opinions and move on. You know, that's what's great about it is the free will, right? Like we can have that.
Yeah.
And still be a society, still love one another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think, you know, people need to start being more individuals and being proud of who you are. And not trying to change who you are
and go with the flow with the way society wants you to be.
Be unapologetically yourself.
Yeah. Like all of them. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Some of the music that is out there is so satanic. I do not listen to it at all anymore. Like I do not believe in it. I do not idolize anything but God. So when people are like going off about like who this like Taylor Swift.
Oh, and her new boyfriend. Who gives a crap?
I really don't care. Like, and when people are like idolizing other people, I'm like, do you realize what you're doing? You're blessing God and you're just putting someone up on a pedestal that doesn't even know you. Like, why don't you put your husband up on a pedestal? Like, start there.
And like, that also goes so from a dude's perspective. These guys that are, you know, we're in football season now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like the guys that idolize football players, football teams.
Don't get me wrong. I like to watch football for sure. But I mean,
you can be a fan of the team and support your, you know, wherever you're from or whatever, right? But when you put that above everything else, mm-hmm. that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And like you just said, that individual or that team, they don't know who the heck you are or could give two craps about you. So but, if I'm going to go somewhere here with
okay,
this.
Okay, cool.
So like,
and I'll wrap it up.
If you're that passionate
yeah.
about your football team or your favorite player or whatever, imagine if you were to put that energy into like your wife mm-hmm. or into God
yeah.
or into something else, maybe a career that's going to propel you somewhere, or the dream, the passion that we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we waste so much energy and time into those types of things.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why aren't we putting that much energy into things that are going to fuel us?
Yeah.
Like, or give us enjoyment. Well, I couldn't even say that because maybe people get enjoyment out of doing that. But in the long haul,
yeah.
kind of benefit you.
Yeah. Well, I can see it from both ways of like, one, be unapologetically yourself. And if you want to be a football fanatic, sports fanatic.
Fanatic. There it is.
I can't even talk.
Sorry.
Talk. If you want to do that, great. Do it. But then realize that like your relationships may suffer from that. And just like, check yourself. And like how to like know if you are being unapologetically you, like, are you doing it just to like fit in because like you grew up with football? So like, yeah, I have to have like 8 TVs going at once and like split it all. Or are you doing it because you genuinely love it? If you genuinely love it and that is you, run with it. Just know that like, if you're trying to do it to fit in and fit in with other people, like it's never going to outlast the relationships that you have with your significant other or like your family and all that kind of stuff.
I always have to laugh at the commercials for like, is it Fandango or what's these other sports betting
places? I have no idea.
You know, so the commercial goes.
I love you that you don't know anything about sports and I do. Okay.
So. You know, it's the commercial goes like the husband and wife are at dinner.
Yeah.
And the husband has to have his phone out because the game's on. And he can't even spend time with his wife.
Yeah.
And have an intimate, you know, dinner or date night or whatever
it
is.
They record those games, but
It's got to be live. He's got to see his fantasy team win. Bro. And his player make, you know.
Someone watching golf at church.
Yeah, that bugs me. We saw that too.
Like literally pulling his phone out to look at the score. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Like you can't give an hour to God or an hour to your wife or whatever it may be. Like the game's going to be the game, right? Whether you watch it now or whether you watch it when you record it, what's going to happen is going to happen. Oh, just because you didn't get to see it in live time, like real time.
Yeah.
Who like, I don't know. I just feel sorry for those types of people that are like, have to live like that. Like,
yeah.
Do you watching that game, is that game's effect, like, is that outcome of that game going to be affected by you watching it or not watching it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Nope. Uh-uh. But we put like a couple things here, or I did, just to have a little bit more structure because I am the misorganized, whatever. But like questions to kind of ask yourself. We talked about like our past self and just trying to quote unquote fit in, and your thoughts and opinions, but like, what are you genuinely into? And like, really just like stand firm in that. Like I love Zumba and like dancing and stuff like that. And when people are like, oh, I can never dance. And like, I'm like, well, you do at like weddings and stuff. So what's the difference? Because you're literally letting loose and all that kind of stuff. And I think what you're into, you just need to own, like I said, stand firm, but like own it and be like Josh, because I still struggle with it. Of like diminishing like things that I like and all that kind of stuff, because I'm like, who wants to know about me? Like I'm boring. I like fitness. I like to draw. I love interior design. I love
so creative things.
Yeah. I love all of that. Like give me anything creative and I'm just gonna like completely blossom. And like I just feel like your mind is just exploring new opportunities to find things that you love. Because you never know unless you try. Like, I really want to get into fine line tattooing. I'm like, maybe I'm good at it. Maybe not. You never know until you try.
Right.
Or like, I'm like, maybe I'm good at like, maybe I'll be a hairdresser. Like, never know. I may be good at it. Maybe not. Like, you never know until you explore and you try these different things and find who you are. Because mm-hmm. I think everyone is still like trying to find who they are if they've never done the work and the self-reflection. Truthfully.
And sometimes with being unapologetically yourself, you're going to have to... What am I trying to say here?
The idea... I don't know. I don't read minds yet.
You don't?
No, not yet.
No, the idea that maybe you've never actually got to live your authentic self.
Ooh.
And so this idea, you're going to start to realize, wow, like I've been putting on different masks for different situations, or I've been hiding behind a veil that I haven't opened up to somebody that... Maybe I'm a big comic book person.
Yeah.
And it's something that I do in secret because I'm like embarrassed because like, oh, it's kind of nerdy and geeky and whatever, right? Because that always comes with that kind of stigma.
I love puzzles and making Lego kits.
Right. Like I collect Hot Wheels. Guys, I'm a 34-year-old kid that goes and runs into the store
every
and like
time.
Rustles through that. I'm like I'm pushing 6-year-olds out of my way.
Go and like Josh will be with the Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm shopping and I know exactly, it's like a child. I know exactly where you are.
Or I'm in the Lego aisle.
Yeah. And I'm like this. I love that about you because I don't want people to like just diminish themselves or like make their lives boring. Like if you're into it, just be into it. Be a child, like childlike ways of like looking up at the clouds and like seeing different formations. Like we lose that as we get older because we're told sit down, shut up. I've talked about that several times. And we're not able to like have that creative side. Like mm-hmm. that's what is going to help with your burnout. That's what's going to help you create this unapologetic life and have this circle of what do you enjoy? What are you into? And like me personally, I put down like how to find this. Like you need to be exploring new things and just read the year of yes and just say yes to everything. And you never know like what is going to light your fire and make you feel yourself again. I'm a firm believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to go and take a pottery class, see if I still like it. I probably still do.
Oh.
I always love spinning the wheel.
In circles?
In circles. Yeah. Not on like a bike. Spinning. Spin class. Yeah. Okay.
I heard a joke.
What? Tell me. Oh, boy.
How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep? You rock it.
I started doing dad jokes in our, like, daily or weekly huddle. Because I'm like, I need to lighten the mood.
Yeah,
I do. I need people to, like, know that I'm actually funny underneath all of this data, okay?
I run a Friday meeting. For the warehouse, and I always try to open up with a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say a pizza joke, but it's kind of cheesy.
Ah.
It's my favorite. I love it.
You know, a guy got bound to a wheelchair, and he's like, you know, my wife, she's always talking behind my back and pushing me around.
That's bad.
That's funny.
That's funny right there.
So a fisherman and a mermaid are dating. Gosh. How'd they meet? Online. All right. Enough of this.
No, I like ending with so that. There is an That's funny.
There's an Instagram account out
Josh
there, guys.
Josh is obsessed with this. Okay.
It's two dudes sitting on like a fishing dock.
With coffees.
They have like the Ray Dunn mugs.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting in camp chairs and they try to make each other laugh. And it's the most dumbest dad jokes. I love it. I get my daily humor from them because it's awesome. It's epic.
I think I used to have a dad joke app on my phone. I think I might have deleted it, but I think I need to bring that back. Dad joke. Oh man, maybe I don't. where to go.
Just like the other day, I met a microbiologist.
I don't want to know.
He was a lot bigger than I thought.
I swore I had a dad joke app. Oh. They have an app for everything. Dad jokes. Of course they do. Maybe, yeah, funny dad jokes. It's right there. Let's open it. A red and blue ship have just collided in the Caribbean. Apparently, the survivors are marooned.
Oh my gosh.
Because red and blue together make maroon. That's going to be our new closer, is some dad jokes.
And here we are, being unapologetically ourselves. Just, we sit around at night telling each other stupid jokes.
You know, how to stay alive and stay unapologetically you. Just, I don't know. Like, I just stopped giving a crap about trying to fit in. And, like, I love who I am right now. And your opinion does not even matter. Like, only the people that are closest to me can influence me in any kind to, like, change something that I'm doing or, like... But I'm still going to be unapologetically me.
And here's an idea too, guys, real quick. We'll wrap up. But like, if you are thinking about being an entrepreneur and starting something for yourself.
Yes.
Maybe you already have. And maybe you are trying to fit a mold or portraying yourself in a certain way because that's what you think people want.
Yeah.
Be your freaking self.
I can preach to this.
Because... who wants just another fly on the, just another, what's a saying here? You know, you want, wow.
I got to make fun of you.
Why just be another speck of sand on the beach, right?
For
stand
sure.
out, you know, be something different. Because I know that when Krista started Peak Fitness, right? And everything, we've had conversations and, you know, you watch other instructors, other people that have on-demand content or other, you know, fitness influencers, whatever you want to call them, right? And sometimes there's like this cookie cutter kind of thing that's out there. And it's just like, wow, do I just want to fall into the sea of that? Or do I want to be myself? Do I want to do my own thing? And, you know, it's a lot easier when you are your own self and you don't have to try to always put on this mask when you're doing things. Because now everything just becomes more natural, authentic.
Mm-hmm. And you start to attract the right clients and the people that you align with and you're yoked with that you can have so much more value, even if it's like a small circle of influence. Like, you're still making a difference to those people who are equally yoked that will bring other people that are like-minded to them, and then those people will bring more people.
I'd much rather be authentic to 100 than be fake to 1,000,000.
Yes, hands down.
That's just me. Yep. So the fake people out there that have the 1,000,000 followers and all this and that, cool, you be you. You have to live with yourself.
Heck yeah.
Me, I'm super close to the 100 that I have or whatever it may be. And even though my numbers don't like compare, but guess what? I don't have to fake anything.
No.
And it just comes so much more easier, natural.
Yep.
And I get to be myself. I get to enjoy things in a totally different light than the fake person. Yeah, they get to enjoy the fame and the whatever and the likes, all that kind of stuff. Cool.
But
that's you. This is my life.
Mm-hmm. But I was going to add in there too, like, I know the people that take my class. I know the people that are on demand. They will message me. They will let me in on their lives. And like, they want that connection more than anything. Because it's not just a fitness class. It's not just on demand. Like, it is literally pouring your soul out there in an exercise class, but having that connection and that community is what brings everyone together. Yeah. And then they can feel like they're unapologetically you. That's the cherry on top.
I love it.
Is,
What's good?
I had a little static there.
No, it's me. Listen to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just turn it off and then I'll do it. Do you hear that?
Am I good?
Nope. No, you're not. So just to wrap it up here, I really appreciate y'all listening in. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone else. We grow by sharing and caring. If you want more, go to peakdrivenllc.com. And with that, new programs will be coming out soon and new challenges come January and all new merch as well. I'm pushing myself out there doing all this kind of stuff. Josh is like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? I'm not trying to slow down. I'm trying to speed up.
I'll get a new mic by next week.
Then. Yes, you'll get a new mic as well. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Go ahead and be the light, y'all.
Love y'all. Thank you.
Love ya. Bye.